Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
You know, you can't get good quality anymore.
No, you can't.
3 o'clock this morning, I woke up to the sound of screams coming from my basement.
Yeah.
That is the last time I buy dollar store duct tape.
Oh, yeah. Well, what can you do?
Listen, we have security in the studio today because we've got a Facebook page on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page. Ainsley Reynolds, the accountant, is going to come here and break a calculator off in Sandy's ass. So he says he's going to be here soon, so we're waiting and we have security. Security for Ainsley is easy, just like me. We have a whole rack of ribs and cornbread to distract him. So if he comes in, the security guard's going to hand him that.
Send him toward the barbecue and he'll forget why he was here.
He'll forget why he was here. We're hoping.
We're hoping. Okay. Yeah, I know. He's a big dude.
If not, the peach cobbler might do it.
I know.
So let's see what happens.
I hope he's not bringing those number two pencils.
So now that the takers are...
in charge of the world.
It's getting really, really bad.
Yes, sir.
But check this out, Sandy. In Arizona, at a federal checkpoint, when you're going to national parks... They're asking you if you have firearms in the car.
Can you believe this?
Violating your Fourth Amendment rights. They're searching people's cars. They're locking people up. They're even questioning people if they find spent shell casings in their trunk. Okay?
At a federal park.
Wait a minute.
Obama, this can't be happening under Obama. He loves guns.
Yeah. You know, and federal parks and everything. Check it out. Hurricane Sandy, you know, just finished with its devastation in this state. And there's going to be, you know, years and years... rebuilding. Scam artists are out in droves. People, if you're listening, tell your family and your loved ones, do not give anyone a deposit.
Right.
Make sure you check them out before you proceed.
Yeah, it's going to be the last time you see your money if you know.
It's Sandy, the things I've been reading, the things I've been hearing from people, the scams that are going on, playing on people. Some guys are saying, I have a truck. They're taking partial items off the front of your house, then taking like a $500 deposit because they're going to get the bigger truck.
No.
And they left with 3 garbage bags in front of your house and $500 of your hard-earned cash.
There has to be some special place in hell for people like this.
And, you know, Hurricane Sandy's 2 weeks ago, and already anti-bear hunt people in New Jersey are acting up already. They're saying because there was so much devastation in the woods, we can't possibly have a bear hunt this year because bears were probably killed during Hurricane Sandy.
Seriously?
How crazy are these people?
Unbelievable.
Seriously, how crazy are we?
The bear were killed by the hurricane.
For you out-of-state people, New Jersey is a really effed-up state.
Oh, it really is.
I mean, as corrupt as corrupt can be.
I'm going to make a giant for sale sign for my house. I got to get the hell out of here.
I mean, it's phenomenal. Listen, you know what we have to deal with here? We have private schools and public schools where the teachers are now rated by how well their kids are doing.
Yeah.
We had 3 teachers in Elizabeth and 6 teachers in Newark this week were caught giving the kids, third graders, the answers.
Of course.
So that they would do better in their tests.
Well, this has been going on ever since that moron George Bush came out with the No Child Left Behind.
Listen. They're cheating. They're giving the kids the answers.
Yeah, teach to
they're
the changing test. The, yes,
they're teaching to the test. They're changing the test questions to make them easier for the kids. They're actually crossing off their answers and putting the correct answers on when they're grading them. There's 9 teachers that are locked up into this right now, going on back and forth, back and forth. Let me tell you something. It's despicable. I went to parochial school. I went to a private school as a kid. The nuns did not give you the answer.
No.
They gave you the yardstick, the pointer, and the ruler across the knuckles, baby. You had to earn everything, okay? This is our level of mediocrity we're reaching in this country now. We just keep lowering the bar.
It's all part of the progressive agenda that's been, you know, you're going to get me started on that. I promised we were going to change the format and not talk about the abomination, but we're really...
Did you see we have a change now? It's no longer the 1%. As of yesterday, MSNBC started this, and CNN has followed, and so has NBC. It's now the 2% have to pay.
Oh.
It's no longer the top 1%. Yeah. It's the 2%ers.
Well, guess what? Okay? Everybody's going to pay.
Everybody is going to pay. Listen, well, we'd rather have free stuff over freedom.
Yes, that's right.
And that's right. What it's going to be. I'm gonna call something out. I can say it now. I've been saying for about a year that Obama was going to get reelected. I even had guys like Paul Nolan say, please stop saying it because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I stopped saying it on the air. So I'll say this once now, but my projection 4 years from now is before Obama's second term is up, there will be some amendment made where he gets a third term,
right,
like FDR did, because he's going to say he needs to be here to help with the Reconstruction and everything.
Yep.
And you know what? The takers will vote him in, and we might as well give him a scepter and call him emperor.
Sure. You might as well do that now, because the media looks the other way. Look what happened in Benghazi. You're not even going to hear about this.
We're only
this.
Worried about Petraeus now.
Yeah, Petraeus dipping his dipstick in forbidden waters.
Correct. That's all we hear about now. That's all the media has.
This is exactly the progressive agenda. You have to discredit everything. First, you dumb down the kids and look at the educational system that's been going on since we were kids. It's nothing like the history that they're learning today is nothing like the history we learned when we were kids.
No, it's and been rewritten.
And we were stupid. We didn't really learn about American history.
No, I learned it all from reading when I was older.
Yes. Yeah.
On my own.
Yeah, and
I
when
probably
you
learned
read
more in 3 weeks on the History Channel than I did in 7 years through grammar school and high school.
Exactly right. And one of the interesting things now that they're trying to do is take all the icons. And the icons, when we look at the military, we look at how many 4-stars have been uprooted right now. You've got 2 4-stars just recently who have been taken down under sex scandals.
Yes.
They did the same thing in Italy to the prime minister of Italy, who was conservative.
But I thought it was okay to cheat in Italy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Apparently not. Sex scandals. Yeah, 4 dead Americans, or where Petraeus has been putting his stuff.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! And be sure it's real. True lipstick bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it.
You know, already companies are coming out saying because of Obamacare, if they have over 50 people, they're going to lay off.
Dude, my wife employs 250 people. She was set to hire another 75 people over the next 2 years. She's now having to decide who she's going to have to lay off. Just to stay afloat.
Correct.
People don't get it. When you raise taxes on a small business person, you destroy jobs.
Sure.
You take the money away from what could have been making real jobs and put it toward the government to make work jobs where seven or eight people are doing what a part-time employee normally would do.
Correct.
And you're destroying whatever chances you had of building any economy.
Well, the press is starting to condition us now. They've changed it from the evil 1% to the evil 2%. Now what they're also doing is they're using this term, this fiscal cliff. And they're also saying all of the major networks are saying most Americans will not be able to escape the fiscal cliff.
Yeah,
well,
right.
All the makers will not be able to escape right. the fiscal cliff
right.
because
takers,
we have to. And, you know, let me differentiate here. If you are on Social Security, if you are genuinely disabled, if you served our country, you belong with those entitlements. That's what America is all about.
Those were the benefits
take care
yeah, exactly,
of
right.
our own.
Yeah.
This is
right.
not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about taking grandma's, you know, prescription money after she worked 55 years of her life in a factory.
Right.
She earned that meager Social Security payment that she gets.
Right.
Honestly.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fourth or fifth generation people that have been on entitlements in this country. This is what I'm talking about.
This has become,
I'm talking
yeah,
about
right.
people abusing the system, people getting disability that aren't truly or genuinely disabled. There's this viral video on right now, the court TV with Judge Judy. She had a kid on from Detroit. He didn't pay his rent. The landlord took him to rent. You got to see this video. The kid was getting $22,000 a year for college. He was getting $500 a month towards his rent, and he was getting another $800 a month from welfare for 7 years
nice.
Working on his college yep. education. He didn't right. pay his rent, and he was telling Judge Judy the reason he didn't pay his rent because he wanted to buy stuff for himself.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it.
And she was trying to get it through his head that what he was doing was wrong, and he says, no, I'm entitled to that.
Yes, we've raised an
okay.
entitlement generation because the entitlement generation has raised another generation of takers.
You're in big trouble. Ainsley just walked
I
in, dressed
him.
To the nines with a hat on.
I saw that.
He
thought it was a solar eclipse.
If anybody ever here saw
he's
The
outside.
Godfather,
did somebody lock the door to
black,
the studio, please.
A black Luca Brasi just walked in the Gun for Hire studios, my friend. Okay.
I like that. A black
okay?
Luca Brasi.
Looks like a black Luca Brasi. Sandy, if he doesn't go for the ribs, the cornbread, and the peach cobbler, your
I'm
ass
toast.
Is done.
Absolutely. So if you hear dead air, folks, you know what
happened.
I have
happened. A real big old fashioned calculator. I'm going to give him to break off in your ass.
That's great. I hope he didn't bring his like sliding depreciation scale with
so,
him.
So what was Obama's reelection campaign? Lean forward?
Lean forward.
Yeah, lean forward.
Lean forward.
Bohica. Bend over.
Vaseline.
Here it comes again, ladies and gentlemen. By the way,
yeah.
every day this week, Knicks has been closing early because they can't handle the volume of pistol permits.
Ah.
Okay? There's ammo shortages. The wholesaler that I buy ammo from, I can't get 9s, 223. Are 5.7 right
yeah,
now.
And it's only just
completely
begun.
Completely sold out, okay?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a gun, if you don't have training, if you don't have ammo,
you better get it now.
On it, okay?
Yeah, get
it's
on
unprecedented.
It now.
Knicks is never shut in the afternoon.
Right.
The women that process the 4473s and the pistol permits can't handle the volume. They're closing early so they can handle the volume. The phones are closing.
Government's
but they're
staying
response up till
5. To the volume.
Close early.
Shut down.
Exactly.
Imagine the A&P doing that.
I'm talking
you're selling
to
too much milk
to police officers that are issuing permits. The people are coming out of the woodwork for
yes.
permits.
Yeah.
I'm talking to gun stores. You know, we train out of 7-8 locations. They're freaking out with the sales. They can't get guns in fast enough.
Yeah.
Everybody's jumping on the wagon.
Lines
ho, ho,
out
ho.
The door. Yes, exactly.
You know,
right.
for Hanukkah, it would be nice to get a different gun every night.
Absolutely. Listen, in all seriousness. To you listeners out there who have been contemplating getting a gun and getting training, you better do so now so you can get grandfathered in under this new administration. I mean, you know this guy is. Look at what happened the day after this guy was reelected.
Yeah, small arms
he went
treaty.
Right to the UN and said,
small
give me
arms
that small
treaty.
Arms
and
treaty.
And Feinstein wants to
you
go
bet.
Off of the assault weapons ban. You know what else, ladies and
which
gentlemen?
Which is going to happen.
If you go out and get your firearms ID card and you go out and buy a gun, it also will scare the politicians because the more of us there are, the less they can do to us.
Right, exactly right.
Okay, so it sends a message. A lot of people don't realize that even if you weren't planning on buying a gun right now, we get a lot of people that take classes that aren't sure if they want a gun or not. I encourage them all, even if you're not on the fence right now, go get your firearms ID card. Right. So if you change your mind, you can buy a rifle, shotgun, or ammo.
Right.
So get it done.
And get it bought. And get it and get some training on this stuff. The key thing here is training. Don't just get the gun and stick it in the drawer. Get it and then find out how cool shooting is. You know, that's what happened to me. You know, I started hanging out with you. You ruined my whole damn life.
I met you at that nail salon.
Yes. That's right. They unchained me and whatever. But seriously, I mean, we talk about the fiscal cliff. It is going to happen. And it would have happened whether Romney got in or Obama got in. I produce a couple other shows. And one of the shows I produced, I interviewed about 3 years ago. We've talked about this, Ann. Three economists, one from Germany, one from Austria, and one from Italy. And it was amazing because they predicted that we would go the same path as the Weimar Republic. Google Weimar Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, most people don't even realize what it is.
Nope.
Hyperinflation will be taking over this country.
Yep.
As soon as these debts are called back, and don't think that China's not going to start calling back their money, and don't think that Russia is not going to start calling back their money. They've already stopped investing. China said to this president, to this administration, do not dishonor our money. Do not dishonor our investment. We have pissed all over it.
Lean forward.
Lean forward, baby. Here it comes.
I'm going to get the calculator. Ainsley's in the house.
I see that. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And my favorite accountant made it through security, and he's here. Actually, I like Ainsley more for his barbecue prowess.
Well, here's the problem. We had security to stop Ainsley from coming to the studio and breaking a calculator off in your ass.
I know, but he broke security's arm and ate the ribs anyway.
Security guard had a rack of ribs, cornbread, and peach cobbler, and it only took Ainsley 4 minutes to get through that.
I was no hungry. I didn't eat lunch.
Yeah, I mean, didn't even wear a bib either, and he's got no stains like we get. How can we get stains all over us?
So Ainsley, before Detective Matt gets here to prosecute you, what did you post on Facebook about Sandy and I?
I said I'm going to break a calculator off in Sandy's ass for all the jokes that you got. See, I listened to the show later than I normally did, and then I'm listening to the segment, and you just guys are just going off on me, you bastards.
I know it's because we love you.
Hey, listen, I wore my CPA
pin
today.
I see that. He's got a CPA pin.
That's right.
I didn't know they had that.
Because I could take that off and stick you in the ass with it. That's what I bought it for. I got that through security. They took my ruler and my calculator.
That's right, they did. They took those number 2 pencils, too.
Angel, you're from Franklin Township?
Yes,
without
sir.
A number 2 pencil, he's like speechless, isn't
3
he?
Days in Frank 3 days ago in Franklin Township, 2 shit bags with a sawed-off shotgun stole a guy's cell phone.
Oh, I got better than that.
Tell me.
I was in my lodge is in New Brunswick on Hill Street. Within the past couple of weeks, there's been several shootings. One took place like 3 weeks ago. They shot a young 21-year-old girl. Then I go there for my lodge meeting the other day. This was on Monday. Just before I walk out the door, pop, 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 pop.
Get out.
You heard
Same
it?
Block.
Are you serious?
Down the block, shot a young man, probably like 18, 19, like a young man.
When, it's got to end.
It's unbelievable. And then you see it, and then the day before that, a young man on the same block got stabbed.
Are you serious?
What
town is this?
This is New Brunswick, the town right next to me.
What section of New Brunswick?
The shitbag section of New Brunswick. I don't know.
we're going to get mailed
well,
for that.
I'm telling you, it is bad. It is absolutely ridiculous. And as I was about to walk out of the lodge after hearing these gunshots, because first and foremost, they're trying to attribute.
First of all, you hear gunshots and you're leaving the lodge.
No, I went back in until the cops arrived. Let's get real now. It's not. You heard the gunshots, and I automatically turned back around until I saw the flashing lights. And then he blocked off both sides of the streets, so you couldn't get out of one end until they, you know, they locked down the area, see what was going on. But clearly, there was someone dead at the end of far end of the block. And you're like, what the hell? And it's one of those situations where you go, if I had left 2 minutes earlier, mm-hmm. I could have been in that line of fire.
Right, exactly.
It had nothing to do with it. And the young lady that got shot a couple weeks before, she was not the intended victim. She was standing next to the shitbag who they shot up, and it went through her arm. And hit her in her heart, and she was gone. Young, 21-year-old.
What a shame.
Nothing to do with it. This is out of control. And as we look at all of this stuff going on
in gun-free New Jersey,
because these laws, they actually work, right?
Yep.
They work.
Yeah, they work great.
They work to make us a bunch of victims as we walk around these streets. And I'm telling you, as these things happen, and I'm going to bring up my frat brother, because when we do the shoot, they're going to kick your ass. But the gun laws, gun control, all the rest of that crap you call it, don't control criminal. We need criminal control.
Yeah, we do.
The shitbaggerator
is good criminal control.
One to the temple.
Yeah. Right.
You need armed citizens, period. End of the story. This is ridiculous.
We're celebrating a record right now. Camden, with 7 weeks left to the year, has tied last year's homicide record.
Hey, that's great.
58 people with seven weeks left.
Camden.
Is this horrible? More than one person a week dead in Camden, and there's 7 weeks left. They tied last year's record.
It's gun control.
Okay, yeah, it's gun control, all right. Now, don't get me wrong. Drug dealers and gangbangers killing each other, to me, doesn't count. But an innocent bystander are guys like us walking down the street and having a shotgun put in our face and someone robbing our cell phone, if we're lucky, and not blowing our head off, is not a good thing.
Yep. Right.
Okay, it's not a good thing.
Is it going to get any better?
Only if you arm the citizens and then make the criminals aware that the next person that you pull a gun out might shoot you back.
Right.
But, you know...
But is that going to happen? Look at what this state of New Jersey just did. Look at what these idiots just did. 61 million people are too friggin' stupid to tie their own shoes, okay? And now the state of New Jersey, we got, who did we reelect? Jay Menendez.
Ainsley's favorite guy.
And Dust. We elected Dust back into the Senate. Right? I mean, seriously, what the hell is wrong with this state?
They don't get it. You have a conversation with people and you talk about different issues. You see, it's that the partisan politic has nothing to do with what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Has these people done anything in the last 6 years, 9 years, 10 years that they've been in office?
No.
Part of the problem is when I was watching one of the shows that I'm not going to mention is that when you're looking at these two morons that are the head of the Senate, both of them have been there 25 years.
Right.
And
both
of them
freaking done.
25. When I saw that, I was like, I was trying to post
that. When the hell are you going to run for office?
Anthony pulled it down. But I'm like, 25 years? I said, if that's not the problem, what is? I said, the two, they're old as hell and they're shaking. They're sitting in front of the TV. I said, there's a problem right there. 25 years. And, you know, Harry Reid shaking his head. And Mitch McConnell. I'm like, come on. That's part of the problem.
You know what we deal? Here's what we deal with. There's the us and them from Animal Farm, right? All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal
than others.
More equal
than others.
How many people in the Northeast have they busted that were town coordinators, managers, police chiefs and stuff that took generators and personal vehicles home during Sandy or had their houses, the trees cut?
How many haven't they found?
listen, guys. North Hilden, New Jersey, one of King Mike's mayors against illegal guns, Mayor Randy George, he took a generator for his ice cream parlor, so to speak. shit wasn't thaw out.
Really?
Yes. And he gave one of the generators to the police chief of North Halen to use for his house. Oh. These were emergency use generators for the citizens that the taxpayers paid for.
Meanwhile, the comm system was down in North Halen.
You know the scum didn't even pay for the gas in those generators.
Of course not. No, okay? They filled
up
the taxpayers.
Will they get knocked out of office?
No.
Absolutely not.
But this is
a mayor
against guns.
Yeah,
right?
Another one of King Mike's midgets.
Yeah.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Well, we're letting it fly. Like this, huh? This is, everybody's upset.
You know, this segment is sponsored by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. Ainsley just did a fist pump because he's a member. Cheaper than the back waxing. Let me tell you something. Frank and the guys, they're back on track. We have a meeting the end of this month. We have another meeting in December. Every month he has big hitters come on. They're watching everything that goes on in Trenton. Whether you live or don't live in New Jersey, you need to spend $35 and join. Again, I was reading yesterday about the Lautenberg Amendment. You know, if you had a domestic, you can never, even if you were found innocent years later, you can't even get it expunged because of the Lautenberg Act. Yep. And that affects people in free states.
And it's going across the country, too. Yes. It's not going to just happen here and stay in this god-awful pit that we call home.
They have a Facebook page, New Jersey Second Amendment Society on Facebook. You should join it. There's a lot of good banter that goes back and forth and a lot of good knowledge. We're out there. And go on their website and just send it $35 in. There's, you know what? If your spouse or somebody asks you what you want for Christmas, if you're the guy or girl it's hard to buy for, tell them to make a donation in your name to the NJ2AS.
Exactly,
okay?
Right. These are the organizations that are going to keep us from losing everything, because right now they're the only ones standing there representing us. We have absolutely nothing. We have no one else. We're stuck in this state. We're stuck.
Did you know Mayor Cory Booker, during Hurricane Sandy, tweeted the storm to change direction, but it didn't respond?
It didn't work out?
It didn't respond.
Oh, no.
He tweeted it.
I didn't see it.
Did you know Booker is either going to run against Christie or he's going to run for Lautenberg's seat in 2 years?
That's good.
Just so
you
know.
I don't know which is worse.
We just replaced the same. And you know what?
How many times have I said on the show,
D-R-I at the end of their name, they're all the same.
That's right.
Wake
yes.
up. up, people. That's right. They're all the same.
That's right. The rest of you out there who all wanted Christie to run for president, who said, oh, he's a champion of whatever. You saw him, didn't you? Swapping spit with the president of the United States on the beach, rolling around there on the beach. It was great.
Man, I wanted my hurricane relief.
I got a good question for you.
Any of you know the show Veggie Tales? Are you familiar
yes.
with that?
No. I have a life. No.
Didn't, I mean, I take a look at this scene with Christie there. It looked like, what is it, Bob the Tomato and what is it, Aaron the Asparagus?
Okay, I don't know all the names now.
Sandy Levin's getting weird. All
right, I don't know about all that.
Shows you what kind of life I have. I have a serious thing to discuss. For you people that do not live in New Jersey, for the past 2 years, the solar Nazis in New Jersey have been screwing to every telephone pole a 2-foot by 4-foot solar panel.
Right in front of my house.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you're driving in your car at 60 miles an hour and you put your hand out of the window, you know that resistance you feel? How many utility poles went down because of those solar panels during Hurricane Sandy?
Exactly right.
On 27, around where I live in Franklin, right in going into North Brunswick, every one of them were not like leaning over. It had to be a row of like 6 of them. All laying on the side.
So tell me, those solar panels.
All of them had solar panels
help those poles go down?
Of course. I'm surprised they didn't lift themselves out of the
ground. No, because they were still attached to the wires. The wires actually kept them from completely snapping.
I guarantee you, there's an engineer scratching his head right now going, you know, we probably never should have attached those to the poles.
Yeah.
Think about it, guys. I'm telling you, this hit me like a ton of bricks.
Solar Nazis.
Solar Nazis. Seriously.
Something's wrong, yeah.
Right.
Yes. Something's really wrong.
Something serious.
I know, I can't.
Are you
help
just
it.
Catching on to that?
It just gets deeper and deeper.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
It's out of control.
I'm sorry. How about this? How about New Jersey with FEMA? In Newark, they set up a station to hire people. They're going to give these people $9 to $12 an hour. They got tired of waiting. They got aggressive and violent in the line. They closed the hiring station down, packed it up, and moved it down to South Jersey. They were going to hire 300 inner-city unemployed people, and they blew it because they couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it was in NewJersey.com.
FEMA, you don't have to
sorry,
work.
They were going to hire 400
people. They
didn't
check people. Their resume.
But, exactly. They were going to hire 400 people. 1,000 people showed up. They got impatient, waiting in the line. They all started getting aggressive. It started turning into like a riot situation. They closed the hiring kiosk down and left.
Hey, we talk about this all the time. Ainsley, we were just talking before you came in about the Weimar Republic. And I was telling Ant that on another show that I produce, I interviewed three economists, one from Germany, one from Austria, one from Italy. This was 2.5 years ago, and they were telling me, they were showing me, I understood every third word, about the parallels between how Weimar worked and how the United States was going. And at that time, they said, the only thing you need to do to complete the cycle here is to start cannibalizing your own debt. Now we're talking about this fiscal cliff happening in January. When we come back, I want to talk about the seriousness of what we're talking about with people in lines, people fighting over shit. What happens when you can't get a loaf of bread?
We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
I was like, damn, he got my page. I could have did that.
In the break here, Ainsley's doing Anthony's taxes.
Wait. Sandy, how are you going to get that slide rule out of your ass?
I know. It's going to be great. The problem is, folks.
I'm going to add a post and a compass.
And then he's checking his email, and he finds out that a bunch of accountants just signed up for gun training.
CPA and CPA accountants. That's right. They just signed up for the classes right now.
That's great. That's wonderful. I would love to be in that class.
So, you talk about lines.
You're not even going to break
down
the price.
Like a phone off the hook or whatever. You know, just, what is that dial tone noise?
You want to see what we're coming to? Watch. There's an old Robin Williams movie called Moscow on the Hudson.
Yes.
And they show when he was in Russia during the peak of the socialist and communist regime, people would stand in line all day for shit. They didn't know what they were in line for.
Yes.
And then he'd get up to the front of the line and find out it was men's shoes, size 9.
That was it. Okay.
And
this is exactly what happened in Weimar. People started buying, frantic buying, frenzy buying, not even knowing what the hell they were buying for fear that they wouldn't be able to A, afford what it was the next day, or B, that there wouldn't be anything left. And that, what we're missing right now.
Simple solution.
Bullets and guns.
I'm investing in semi-precious metal.
Absolutely.
Because I can get all the rest of it with that.
Right? Absolutely. Precious metals. Lead, brass, and copper. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely. I think that you really seriously have to start thinking about that and start planning now. Don't go out and panic buy. You saw what happened just before the superstorm or whatever
you know
the hell they want to
call. You know what you should invest in? A lot more of our listeners have been going to Get Out Safe New Jersey.
Absolutely.
You were there?
Absolutely.
Were you there yet?
I'm going there tomorrow.
Sean was there. A couple other of our listeners posted. Let me tell you something. SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com.
Yep.
Get Out Safe New Jersey. Frank DeMeo on Route 10 East in Whippany. Right next to the Dunkin' Donuts. Frank has a double store in a strip mall. Him and his wife run it. His daughter's there too. Start investing in some survival stuff. Yes.
Buy some food. Start packing food away.
If you don't think we're going to get any other storms, they have a Facebook page, Get Out Safe NJ. His website is SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com. Tell him Gun for Hire Radio sent you. He's a doll. A great guy to deal with. Get in there. Check it out. He's
going
to tell you exactly what you need. Buy some things. If you haven't bought a generator already, you better wake up.
Absolutely.
If you don't have potable water, you better wake up. Because coming soon to a theater near you.
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Don't forget the ammo.
And the ammo. Definitely. Guns and ammo.
You definitely need ammo.
Absolutely. I think one of the big things happens because we're not dealing with the velocity of money in this equation, right? Once you start to put in the velocity of money, meaning that people start going out and spending that money, inflation hasn't really hit the way it's going to be hitting. But if you take a look at the very simple things, like the price of bread has gone up 40%, price of wheat has gone up.
What happens the price when it goes of peanut up 600% butter. In a week?
Exactly, or in hours, and that's exactly what happened in Weimar.
And that's what's going to happen here.
Yes, absolutely. And people will say, oh, that could never happen here. It could never happen here. Once the Chinese and the Russians start calling their debt, it's going to happen. And they're going to do it.
Our economy just by doing
I had another accountant come in here.
There's no doubt about that.
Cohen, and he told me, I don't want to say his last name, and he told me if they were to take all the money from all of the 2% in this country, it wouldn't pay down our debt.
No.
There's
you could
not
confiscate.
Trillion.
When you
That's
take
so a, funny. I was just having that conversation today.
Were you?
If you taxed them 100%, it would take away about an hour away from my debt. That's how he kind of looked at it, because as you know, the debt keeps accumulating. He said it would pay for 1 hour of our debt.
And now stop and think about the psychological aspects of confiscating 100% of everybody's wages. How long before we go, screw this, you know?
Why work?
Why should I work?
Why should I work? Actually,
we're already there. Right? We're already
Except
there.
For the opposite reason.
Yeah. 51% of America, thank you very much, has that mentality.
You know, my neighborhood, the police are still looking for my neighbor that's missing when I lost power.
Well, I know. Well, you know, you thought it was going to be out longer than that.
Did you use that seasoning?
It was a good seasoning.
I used
a dry rub.
Some seasoning. I put them on the Weber grill.
What do you put on Brazilians?
Same dry rub as everyone else?
Same thing.
You probably go with the beef.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You're closer to beef than pork.
Yeah, it is closer to beef.
I love that we're having this conversation, too, by the way.
Oh, man. Now, why am I the only one who gets the hate mail. So I'm going to get more friggin' hate mail saying that, A, we don't like Brazilians.
You know why? Because we're bigger than just about everybody else.
That's very true.
Our asses.
That's right. They can't kick our asses.
They can kick your ass.
Remember what I told you, right? Fat people are hard to kidnap.
That's true.
They can't find their bags big enough to go around.
But you need six of people to carry
me. A van. They don't even make those big vans.
God,
Ainsley, if
help
I just
me,
fall
please.
To the ground limp, it's going to take six people.
That's why you just fall. That's it. Where are we going?
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Will you stop that? What are you doing?
You like that shirt?
Just yeah, stop. Don't encourage him. That's
this is beautiful.
You know,
okay, obviously we're back.
Yeah, we're back, and this segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic. Waldorf's were doing
Dr.
really
Eric.
Good with, listeners going there and spending their Second Amendment money with him, who in turn is sponsoring our show, and he's joining and sending money to the NJ2AS, ANJRPC, NRA, keeping it in the family, because our family's going to be getting smaller and smaller
yes.
as we fight side by side.
And please, on that note, go out and you are getting truth on this show. You're not getting that from NBC. You're not going to get it from MSNBC.
Chris Matthews,
from
no?
Chris, no, you're not going to get
Rachel
it.
Maddow?
The,
no?
Rachel Madcow? You're just not going to get it. You're hearing reality here. You're not, we don't sugarcoat it. We're going to keep you in touch. We're trying to keep you safe. We're trying to keep you prepared. You're not going to hear people talk about Weimar anywhere else.
No.
And we're going to try to keep you abreast of everything that's going on, but we cannot do that without our support of our sponsors.
You said breast, and Ainsley went on his smartphone. He's looking where the local KFC is. Okay? Listen, and so am I.
See, I was about to say something.
So am I.
I know you're going to say
You know, but remember.
Now I'm hungry.
In Bridgewater, New Jersey, Waldorf Chiropractic, Waldorf CHIRO.com. Dr. Eric, a strong, staunch Second Amendment advocate. Ainsley, he's near you. Go get
yes,
an adjustment.
I am.
Do not fart on the table. One of Gary Smith's.
Wait,
Gary Smith went with his kids, and one of them let gas out.
Gary
and,
was around. And
Dr. Eric called me and told me about it. So,
well, you're encouraging everyone.
Gary, that's Anthony. That's not me. That's Anthony.
Yeah, but
he lives too close to me. I'm not talking about Gary. Leave him alone.
So go see. But it's a true story. Go see Dr. Eric and show him your support, please. Okay.
And nice. He's big enough to actually be able to adjust
he can,
me.
He,
yes,
yeah.
He's a big guy.
Dr.
That
Eric,
is, yes,
yeah,
yes,
he's a great guy too.
He can adjust me.
A really great guy. You love. He could hang out with us.
He's gonna need all the strength.
Absolutely.
Well, when he flipped me on the table, he used a huge spatula hooked up to a hydraulic thing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It's good. Because
you know me, I didn't help him.
No.
I just laid
not.
There.
You laid there.
He's like, roll over. I'm like, you do.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So listen, I got a letter from this gentleman, Kurt from Indiana, and he had a great question, and you're here, Ainsley, we'll talk about this too. He says, have you ever done a show about backup pistols? We have a few, and he wants to know what our opinion was. He listened to episode 75, and he'd like to standardize his guns because his wife is part of his home defense. Well, Kurt, I'll tell you what, that's a great option, because if you own a Glock 19, it's nice to get like a Glock 26. They take the same magazine,
yep.
They're the same caliber. that is a great way, especially for home defense or carrying guns. If you were carrying the full-size Glock and your wife was carrying a compact Glock, you can interchange each other's. Now you're carrying six magazines.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing with home defense. You can actually, if you have guns hidden in different places, or you have ammo hidden in different places, Ainsley's nodding his head, yes.
Hell yeah.
You have extra magazines for that. I'm a big advocate of sharing a platform with a gun. Yeah. I own old Marlin Camp carbines. The 45 takes 1911 magazines, and the 9mm takes Smith magazines. Kel-Tec, the SU-2000, yeah, the sub-gun, I own the Glock that has Glock 19 magazines.
Right. Yeah,
you
we
have
got
one
those
too.
Together. Yeah.
We got them
in
together.
In fact, my Kel-Tec is my backup.
We both got them at the bullet hole.
Yeah.
So that's a backup gun. So, Ainsley, there's a carbine. You know what's nice for that? If the shitbag's in your house, you use the handgun. If he's across the street, you use the carbine. You know what I mean?
It fits right in the briefcase.
You and your spouse, as part of your home defense plan, try to find guns that share magazines. 1911s, all the full-size magazines fit the compacts. They just protrude out from the bottom. So just buy extra magazines and use them for interchanging.
That's a damn good question.
That's perfect because you always have extra ammo there.
And Kurt is in Indiana. Kurt, for that question, it will cost you $35 payable to the NJ2AS. Thank you. Frank, let me know when you get
a check.
There's
nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. This segment is brought to you by David's Massage Oasis.
DMO.massagetherapy.com. David Matusik, it's holiday time, babies.
Yep.
We're stressed out. Go let David walk on your back, A. B, go on his website, order a gift certificate for your significant other. C, if you're having a party, listen, guys, if you're having a Super Bowl party, buy your wife a party and have David come over to another friend's house and have him get the steamroller and run all the women over.
Oh, what a great idea that is.
You like that,
at
right?
At another friend's house.
At another friend's house. So you guys can do the man thing. You could do the man cave thing while the women are doing that. David's a great guy. He's a massage therapist. He's licensed. He's certified. He works with nail and hair people, so you can get all one-stop shopping if you want to do a party. Maybe we should do that with your frat. Maybe your frat should get their hair and nails done, some manis and pedis.
Can you imagine it?
He has no idea.
How about back waxing?
He really doesn't.
Oh, boy.
How about back waxing?
What he's in for, right?
He hasn't had a clue.
Wait till that frat
shoot. I know he concealed carries. He's going to need it that day.
Yeah, I know. That's and also David also does real serious massages for people recuperating from cancer, that sort of thing. It's a great thing. It's a part of an integral.
He hooked my shoulder
program.
Up really good. I'm telling you, I had this thing was bothering me for the longest time. Every time he comes here, he chair massages the shoulder. He got me purring like a cat.
I know
he's doing it.
He was scratching your belly too.
Cows go.
Yeah.
You're thinking about the udder one.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Please.
Move
on. All right, I'm all out of material. Ainsley, take over.
He's trying to put me on the spot.
Exactly.
That's
I'm trying
great.
To put you on the spot.
See?
Let's go.
What am I supposed to sit here and just talk about nothing?
Tell us about barbecue.
I can talk about barbecue all day.
I don't care.
Me and the Weber smoker. Guns and barbecue go together. Did you
he
know just
that? Said, absolutely. When he said we me should and the Weber smoker, though. He was like so sentimental.
That's
when he
right.
Said
me and
that.
The Weber smoker.
He's like me and the Weber smoker. Imagine
yeah.
bring her on a date she. And everything.
Yeah, it's great.
I love she.
I love she.
Your wife? Are you going to stay outside with that smoker?
She
all
says
night?
I'm out of yes. control with it now. I mean, like she actually said that to me the other day.
Dude, you are.
She said, you're getting a little ridiculous, but it's the smoker.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
You know what? All my life being into guns, whenever a significant other would say something to me, I'm like, listen, I could be at a bar.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could be right. like the kind of guy, extramarital affair. I could be yeah. a gambler. I don't do any of that. I like guns and cigars. You know
I like
what I mean?
Guns yeah, right. and my barbecue.
Yeah. So he's
that's
got
right.
the barbecue.
Yeah, it's pretty you know, benign. Yeah.
And now your daughter watches you when she cooks, right?
Because yeah, she likes to say she calls it Ainsley, Daddy's favorite famous chicken.
Daddy's famous chicken.
And wait a minute, you notice Ainsley came
down.
Here oh, without any her. Of Daddy's famous chicken.
Yeah, I, yes. knew, I actually knew you were going to say that, but my wife ate it all last night.
Damn.
But just think about the traditions you're passing to your daughter. Right,
it
that's what it's all
down.
About. Just like the shooting traditions.
Oh, when today, give her two more years. My daughter will be at the range. There's no doubt about it.
And watch how good she's going to shoot
gonna
with that hand-eye coordination and reflexes.
It is really a cool family thing to do. I mean,
Cherry Ridge, we have a ton of hand-eye
memberships. I tell you what I recently did at my shooting club back in October. They had a family fun shoot, and I invited a couple of my – I always talk about my fraternity brother. I just invited those that don't normally shoot just to come down. I said, just come down.
Yeah.
These guys had a ball. I mean, losing their mind to the point that that's why I have to organize with you.
Yes.
The fraternity fun shoot because it's like nonstop call. So when are we doing it? When are we doing
it? Yeah.
Because once you
it's
get
amazing.
A person,
once you get them hooked,
you put that gun in their hand.
Yep.
They could be talking all the crap they want about gun. Why you need a gun? This that. Shut up. Put this gun in your hand. Shoot that target and shut the hell up.
Right.
They start doing it. They go bananas.
Right.
They cost you money because they're shooting all your ammo.
All your damn
ammo.
You're
going, hey, idiot. That costs money. So, no, we have to do this some other time because that's my ammo, you clown.
But I tell you what, it's amazing, though. Normally, especially when they
find
out.
Comes the spreadsheet, and he's calculating what the...
Especially per bullet. Especially when they realize you just can't point and squeeze the trigger and it hits what you intended.
Right.
Exactly. They realize
when
it's
you start
not easy.
Teaching them and say, hey, you have to hold it this way. Move your hand here.
Right.
Point it away from my head. You know, things like that.
No, dude, seriously. Point it away from my head.
Stop pointing at me. Seriously. And you start telling, you know, the rules and the regulation, the safety that is associated. Because when you the first thing, you're talking about safety.
Right.
And then they realize, like, you're serious about having a firearm. It's not, hey, you know, the Dirty Harry movie or some nonsense that you see on TV. This is serious business. You have to be safe with these firearms and really understand how these firearms work. Then they understand where I'm coming from. And then we start going into the gun laws and how it affects, you know, us, the law-abiding citizen. And then you start seeing their minds turning. And then they start
right.
to think about it. Like
right.
one of my fraternity, during the blackout, he said to me, because he originally was like, I don't even know why you need a gun. Here's his words when his lights were out and he's got his wife and kids sitting in the dark. He's like,
no generator.
No generator at the time. No, actually, he did have a generator. Oh. But he was sitting there. He said, you know, the one thing that I regret... And he said it real low. he said, fire. I said, what'd you say? I said, you mean you regret not having a firearm? I said, oh, I see you coming over to my side. I see now you understand. I said, because someone runs up in your house, what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
With your two little kids and your wife, what are you going to do? Go,
and
hey,
your generator.
Ah!
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
scare them?
Got an email from Cranford from Ed Leung, who's one of our students taking a ton of stuff. All his neighbors wanted to plug into his generator.
Yeah, it happens.
You know what I mean?
It happens.
We talk about this, Ainge. You know, see how your friends now are converting. In the dark for a week, they wish they had a gun. But the other thing is, where do you draw the line? You heard on the previous show, my wife's on the phone inviting people over our house.
Happen.
It's like, wait a minute. Can I eat that person? Okay, then they can come over.
What are you bringing?
Yes.
Questions. What are you bringing?
And
what are
you know
bringing?
What? They're not bringing shit because they're not prepared at all.
No, right.
Oh, we got a case of water. Oh, that's good. The six of you have a case of water.
Yeah.
So I have to sit here and watch you drink mine.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I already told my wife, like, to see that. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
It's exactly. not going to work that way because I was prepared, not fully prepared, and you realize some of the stuff that you didn't have. So I'm not inviting other people over here.
Don't consider it a failure, you and listeners. Consider it a good test and
right.
a good
Absolutely.
Learning thing.
Absolutely.
And I was lucky,
because
I didn't lose my power. I was very lucky.
You didn't lose it at all, huh?
Like 20 minutes after everything was going to normal. Cause
Dude, had we known, we would have been over.
No, you would have got shot. Did you just hear what he said? I'm not sharing my stuff with you.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, where do you draw the line? And, you know, And, you know, Sandy Muldoon, you know, she emailed me last week. I discussed it. She's known as one of the crazies like me, but everybody wanted the crazy shit hit the fan.
You go from the crazy dude down the street to everybody's best friend.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Can
I plug
supplies.
Into your generator? Can I borrow 5 gallons of gas? Right. Absolutely not.
Why do you have that many gas cans?
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Yeah. Now they know.
Exactly come to my house looking for them and see what happens.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because you have to hide them. Like, because the only thing that happened is the back of my fence blew up. And I immediately needed to get it back up to secure my perimeter because I knew what I had in my backyard hidden.
Right.
And I didn't need that breach into my fence for some idiot to come
Weber
in.
Weber smoker.
Well, that too. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Don't
come near the Weber.
Looking at that.
Take the wife. No. Get away from the Weber.
So, you know, and you have to protect your property and things and generator. Chain the damn thing. I don't understand how people have generators and put them in stupid places. Like, right in front of the house. They're like, okay, dummy. It's the backyard. Chain it down. Put a cinder block on a chain. I don't, you know, do something.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know people are like, on the show, you said, you know, some smart ass, you know, turn on a lawnmower.
Yep.
You know, roll the lawnmower there and then unhook the generator. At least he got some brains. It might have been on the ground if he came to my house, but you know, these criminals will go to all lengths to steal your shit.
Sure.
See, now, if he grabbed my generator, he would have got hit with the blowgun with the curare, and he would have got dragged to the yard. And then like Shelob, the spider from Lord of the Rings, we'd hang him up until he tenderized a little bit. Then I'd be calling Ainsley and Gary, all right, so now how do I do this? And they know.
Hey, you know.
Well, they know.
You know,
I heard ribs is ribs.
I shouldn't be saying this because it's a good tactic to use. But you know the cattle wires and the stuff. I've got a farm behind me, right? So I have the wire that runs around the back of the property. I just ran an additional clip of wire all the way on both sides around the house with the hot wire that comes. Yeah. It's not going to kill them.
No, but it'll hurt.
But it hurts like hell.
It's nice if they're wet.
Yeah.
When they touch it.
Exactly.
But yeah, so this is the problem. So here's your friend whispering he wishes he had a firearm.
Sure did.
And people that have firearms also were wishing they had ammo. Because
I
had a cop, I can't tell you who it was, a cop forwarded me a bulletin from Homeland Security. The day before Sandy hit, they ordered gun stores and sporting goods stores to be closed. No ammo or gun sales. They always do that because they don't want to create mass hysteria. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I always have a good supply.
Back in the day with the OJ and Rodney King verdicts and stuff like that,
really?
Homeland Security sends bulletins to the gun stores that they have to close because people have been known, like in L.A., they drove their cars right through the front wall of gun stores and stole stuff. They tell gun store owners to park trucks in front of their facilities and everything. So could you imagine if something happened, civil unrest or an unnatural disaster. Right. Now you got your gun because I get students that come in all the time. Well, I bought a gun, but my wife won't let me keep ammo in the house, so I buy it when I go to the range and shoot.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
That's the stupidest thing.
To you it is because your wife is on board with you.
Right.
Wow.
But if your wife, if it was a struggle, so I tell the guys, I'm like, listen, a little civil disobedience, just lie to your wife.
Right.
Lock up a case of
in
a toolbox and tell her you don't have ammo.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in a case that says ammo.
Ainsley pushed ammo under the crawl space of his house and shit came out the attic and fell in the yard.
I got stuff. You have to. Because one of my frat brothers, he was in the military. He's now getting back into it. He'll be there. And he went to the family fun shoot. And he said, you know, I've been out of the military. I've had this gun in the house. And since now I've been, you know, started to spark his brain. He's like, now I'm trying to get my wife and my son to become acclimated with this in the house. And he only kept like one damn box of, you know, ammo, and he was going to go shoot. And I was like, so now when you shoot that, what the hell are you going to do?
Right.
So I was like, God, I was like, dude, go to the store. I haven't bought ammo in a while. Here, I sell your box of ammo. I'm going to replenish you. You have to keep ammo in your house. This is ridiculous. You're going to have a gun with no ammo? What are you, nuts?
It's a giant
paperweight.
Were you going to hit him
in the head with it?
Right.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Correct. But people don't think that way.
And more than enough.
But I'm telling you, never have enough ammo.
Yeah,
but I'll
true.
Tell you what, this I've been getting so many emails, people coming in for classes, people asking me questions since this happened. What do I recommend? A lot of awakening for a lot of people. People are even asking me generator recommendations, which that's not my area of expertise, and I'm putting them into the right avenue for answers and everything. But people are going to be more prepared.
You got that right.
You know what's going to be worse? though, if this happens again a year from now, the unprepared are going to be even more desperate because right. it's the haves and have-nots.
Right.
Right now, whole streets were dark. What's going to happen when 12 houses are lit and two are dark?
Right.
Those two are going to start getting resentful
yep.
and start, you know what I mean? There's going to yep. be a little nerves
Absolutely.
And the tension's going to rise
yep.
and shit gets bad.
Well, and we will be armed.
Yes.
Let me ask your recommendation on this. Now, you're saying 9mm is out and 223 is out. So
yes, right now.
Shouldn't you have something else? I mean, this is a New Jersey, so we can't have an AK, right?
Yeah.
We're not allowed to have an AK. So
well, you
that's,
can. There's modified AKs you can own in 7.62.
All right, so 7.62 is a good caliber.
Yeah.
What, and 5.56?
Yeah, 38, get a revolver.
Yeah,
38
absolutely.
Is always
I mean,
good.
We both
Ainsley,
carry revolvers.
His wife can handle a revolver.
Yes. I have right. a 357 you know. That shoots 38.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And I actually even bought another a 22 for her to
and
you know, practice.
And I tell
more
everybody, 22 long rifle. Get a rifle
yeah.
and
I
get
a
handgun.
I have a, yep. a Ruger 10.22, and then I have the... Colt, the chamber for the 22.
Nice.
So the 1911 chamber for 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and he, Ainsley, you could buy 550 rounds for $19.
See, that's the
right.
cheapest thing to shoot.
Absolutely.
And
oh my.
You know, Masad Ayoub, my master, has been saying for years, you might not be able to kill somebody with a 22 immediately. You could hunt small game with it.
Right.
You could use it for trading
right.
and bartering.
Yep.
And you can use it. Listen, if somebody came on your front lawn and you
and
shot,
shot him
62 times
yeah.
with
in
a 22 round,
yeah. right.
it's not going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a deterrent.
I would rather not anybody shoot me
yeah,
at all.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Even if it's a 22,
yeah.
I'm
anybody says
not
that
me.
You know you don't want to have a 22. You know
it
you don't want to get
purpose.
Shot with
it
a 22.
It does serve a purpose.
Right.
Correct. What do you want?
That's it.
Well, what about my classes? You don't have to, no classes.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Today?
Yeah.
I'm teaching a lot. November 23rd, First Steps Airsoft. If you have a young kid that wants an airsoft or a BB gun or a pellet gun for Christmas, come and see us on November 24th in Belleville. Home Invasion Sims Level 2. All right, what about that? On December 2nd, Home Invasion Level 1 in Belleville. December 9th, Urban Carbine and Urban Pistol 1 in Cedar Grove. On December 13th, Be Prepared, Personal Awareness Seminar. You should attend this. And the big announcement, you don't know what to buy somebody for Christmas. $395, get a Build-A-Bear gift certificate for
nice.
Your husband or your wife and build a gun with Jimmy the Gun Guy. And $99, buy a gift certificate for the Gun for Hire test drive. It's going to be Sunday, January 27th. We did a mass email yesterday. We sold 30 spots already. We only have 70 spots left. Okay.
Nice.
And you get an emailed gift certificate that you can print out and give to your significant other for a nice holiday gift.
And that's a pretty cool thing because you get to shoot all those guns.
And that's it. I'm done with you, biatches.
Oh, no. You've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the very large pocket protector wearing, number two pencil toting, the only guy I know who can make a bow tie like that work, certified public accountant Ainsley Reynolds, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Be safe. See you next week. My home.